All right. Good morning, everyone. David Malkin, if you would like to begin our meeting.
I would like to. It's May 22nd, 2020. Yes. And I call the board meeting session of the Berlin Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 8:34. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Sure. We have Carrie Chen.
Is she here?
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
And David Malkin.
Present.
All board members are present.
Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
None from staff.
Hearing none, can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the board of the board study session of Friday, May 22nd, 2020?
I'll move.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Motion carries. I'll now lead for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the pledge. Okay, this is in honor of Memorial Day, which is this weekend. And please keep in mind all those men and women who have given their lives to allow us to have the freedoms to have this education that we have for public education. Put your right hand over your heart and follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Are there any public comments on open set on? I guess it's on open session and closed session agenda items. We're combining the two together. Written request to address the board. Dr. Mitchell, do we have any open or closed session comments?
I'm going to defer to the moderator. Have we received requests, Gina?
I believe Mr. Roy Humphreys is wanting to speak.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Humphreys, let me just read this one little paragraph first. Please note that the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes, unless extended or are limited by the vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes, unless extended by the board, is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information that you may bring to that up that are not on the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. And these would be comments for both the open and closed session for today, study session. Mr. Humphreys?
Can you hear me?
Not too well. Can you up the volume a little bit?
Up the volume a little bit here. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes,
thank you.
Can.
Okay, I'll get a little closer to the mic. Okay, starting, thank you for all the good things you do. I noted on the agenda did not have a board member's resignations or a Superintendent Mitchell giving back the $80,000. Moving on item number two, you'll be glad to hear that I have a carpet bagging plan under consideration for the 2020 election. The residency change domicile in California is 15 days. I'm sure they'll extend the filing date due to the COVID-19. Of course, this is pending a wife approval issue there. Three, please email me a list of any constituent education efforts that the district is doing for the 2020 election process per CVRA, this California Voting Rights Act. This virtual meeting stuff is really great because I'm not only have you guys here, we got Hacienda La Puente on my other setup here. It's working really great. The virtual learning process needs to progress with all due haste. The savings just in parent transportation and traffic alone will be just the tip of the iceberg, and making parents truly responsible for their child's learning is a super great. And of course, the loss of coffee and cookies is a small price to pay for all of this inclusiveness. Thank you very much.
Dr. Mitchell, are you, I'm not too sure exactly what he's asking for the CVRA information.
Yeah, I heard that he was requesting constituent outreach information.
Okay, so you understand what he's asking for? Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Humphreys. Is there, Ms. Ward, is there anybody else that would like to speak?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay, we'll recess to closed session now at 8:37. And we'll log off, and then you have the log on for the closed session. So log off, and then we'll log back on. Thank you very much. At 2:38, there's no closed session report this afternoon. We'll now move on to discussion action items on the agenda. We're on item 4A, Rolling Unified School District 2020-2021 District Goals, Directions, and Focus Areas. This item is for discussion only. There will be no action taken at this time. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Make sure I have. So on the screen, you'll see that this is a draft of our district direction and focus areas. And typically at this time of year, we talk about where we see our district going. This aligns all of our district programs, including our LCAP, to the work that we're looking for next year. So this is just a draft for discussion and for review. Again, no action taken, as Mr. Malkin had shared. So what, in terms of looking at the discussions that I have had, when I look at District Direction 1 for academic achievement for all students, there are no changes recommended to that. We would continue our focus on strengthening instruction around our California state standards and our district framework for teaching and learning, supporting our English learners through designated instruction, and also looking at implementing systems and structures for targeted instruction, monitoring individual student progress, with special focus and attention on significant subgroups of English learners, students with disabilities, and socioeconomically disadvantaged students. Our goal continues to be raising our overall district performance as well as closing the achievement gap. The second item, which is District Direction 2, College and Career Readiness, and 21st Century Skills, there are two changes that are recommended. One is in So let me clarify, we would still continue to have a very strong focus on increasing our student graduation rate, including our significant subgroups, looking at the percentage of college-ready graduates, and then for our college, our career pathways, our career technical education program, and our STEAM courses, enriching those, so not necessarily expanding, we've expanded them at this point, but enriching them and going deeper with the classes that we currently have is a recommendation. And then looking at our focus area 2.4 is embedding the effective use of technology in all areas to enhance learning. And the last couple of months have really shed a light on that. So I've added an area of emphasis with emphasis on tools and skills needed for successful distance learning. We don't know what next school year is going to look like, but we do know that it's not going to look like what we are accustomed to in terms of what we would dub as a normal school year. And so that there's a piece that was added there. District Direction 3, Communicate and Collaborate. There are no changes recommended for the upcoming school year. With our continuing our focus on developing and refining avenues and practices for effective communication, as well as promoting the district and its programs. Looking at the fourth direction, which is fiscal responsibility and our facilities, there is one change that's recommended for that particular district direction. Obviously, we would continue to design and develop and implement our annual budget, meeting all of our timelines and operating in a fiscally responsible manner. Area two was talking about developing and implementing a long-range facility master plan. We have developed a long-range facility master plan, and so my recommendation is we would assess that long-range facility master plan to make any adjustments or changes that would best meet the needs of our district and student achievement. So that some wording needs to be adjusted there. It was our interest to have a long-range facility master plan. Now that we do, how do we work with that plan? And then the last two remaining the same, so providing timely communication and oversight for all fiscal and budget matters, as well as facility projects. We are continuing with construction with Oswalt, and we would continue to make sure that our communities were kept informed regarding that particular project. And then the last one is exploring and implementing strategies and programs to attract new students and reduce declining enrollment. And I think as we look towards the uncertainty of next year, that would be a continued area of focus for us. Then district direction five, student, staff, safety and wellness. We've had the idea around teaching and reinforcing character development. That one is being recommended to be incorporated into 5.3. 5.3 is our work around district-wide behavior and intervention systems to support and promote increased student time for learning, adding character development there. And that's the work our behavior support assistants do, our BEST team, our PBIS team. So really having some wraparound services, and we are talking about really having a focus this coming year on multi-tiered systems of support for our students, both academically, socially, emotionally, and behaviorally. There aren't any other changes recommended to District Direction 5. We would continue providing nutritious and appealing meal choices for our students, and then also looking at 5.4, assessing the needs at each site and implement safety measures to provide a safe and secure setting for all students and staff. And I think in light of where we are with certain health issues and COVID-19, that takes on a different flair, making sure that we are looking at the health, wellness, and safety of our students, staff, and community at each of our locations. And it still is applicable there under 5.4. Then district leadership, our last district direction, is continuing to maintain promoting and implementing our district's vision, recruiting and hiring and retaining the highest quality staff for all positions in the district, provide high quality and relevant professional development opportunities, and gathering stakeholder participation in our decision-making processes of the district, and then celebrating the achievements of our staff and students across the district. So I know that you guys have been hard at work all day, and so I wanted to do this expeditiously, but give you a peek of what some of the discussion has been. I'm happy to take any questions that you have.
Anybody have any questions? Everybody smart. I think I see everybody on here. Nobody has any questions? Okay. We move on to the adjournment. Okay, I don't see any questions. So can I have a motion and a second to adjourn the board study session of the Rowling Unified School Board of Education?
I'll move. Second.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 2:45. Thank you all.
You have not voted yet.
Oh. All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? I better not be any opposed. So at 2:46, the meeting will be adjourned. And thank you all, and have a safe weekend.
Have a good weekend. See you next week.
See you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.